And let's continue a journey we've begun around the world with National Geographic to learn how we're changing the climate and how the climate will change us. It's called Climate Connections, and Renee Montagne is beginning the series this week in London. Hi, Renee.
Morning, Steve.
And why would you go to Britain to find out about living green?
One good reason to come here to Britain is that people chat here sort of rather commonly about things that Americans haven't heard that much about, things like food miles and carbon footprints. And food miles, to just give a definition, is the number of miles it takes to get your bananas or green beans from the place where they grow to your plate. And that can involve a lot of miles along the way. Carbon footprints, that's the amount of CO2 that's created by making or using something. It could be having a big house. It could be flying in a plane. And so these are the sorts of things people here are worried about.
And of course, there's the carbon from driving your car.
There is. That's something we are familiar with. Although I must say here in London, the famous London black cabs, some of them are advertising themselves as carbon neutral. So it's really in the air. Since about 12% of Britain's carbon dioxide emissions are produced by the cars that people here drive, it seemed like a good idea to find out what they're doing about that and thinking about that. So we took a ride with one of the country's best-known motoring journalists. His name is Quentin Wilson.
What's Mr. Wilson driving?
We met him outside his London apartment, so let's have him tell us.
This is a Peugeot 207, which I guess is about the same size as a Ford Focus. It does about 45 miles to the gallon. Today we're going to really behave like everybody in the UK behaves and drive a little diesel car.
Sure, let's hop in.
Well, if you're ready, let's go.
They drive so many diesel cars because diesel gets far more miles to the gallon than gas. And gas is really expensive here because it's heavily taxed, the equivalent of 80 cents on the dollar.
So here we are driving parallel to Hyde Park, just approaching Park Lane in London.
Quentin Wilson has been observing cars and drivers here for the past 15 years. And recently,
there's been a sea change over the last 24 months where it's very important for British consumers to understand how many miles to the gallon their cars get, but more importantly, what their CO2 emissions are. And there's a kind of real obsession and evangelical zeal. Polite dinner parties, people are saying, look, I do so much in CO2, I do so much, and comparing these figures. So there is a label on cars in showrooms now that tells you the CO2 and how green it is. And all the car manufacturers are jumping on the bandwagon saying our car is greener than yours, etc., etc., etc.
But make no mistake, not everyone here is driving a smaller car.
Now, you see, here we've got a Land Rover Discovery SUV just rudely pushed in front here, and it's black, and the guy is doing the normal SUV arrogance.
Reminds me of Los Angeles.
It's hardly Ventura Boulevard, though, is it?
Yeah. I think Americans would be surprised to see as many SUVs on the streets of London as we're seeing today.
You seem to be under a misapprehension that we Brits are now embracing this wonderful culture of tiny cars. This is not the case. And you can see for yourself, there's a white Mercedes ML over there. I'm looking behind me. There's a Porsche Cayenne coming up. You know, we like these things. We do like SUVs for the same reasons that you do.
Mind you, many of these SUVs are diesel here in the UK, 60% by Wilson's estimate, and they get around 25 miles per gallon instead of 10 or 12, which automatically makes them greener than most American SUVs, but not exactly green.
Like America, the population is polarized, isn't it? You have the cerebral part of the population who worries about the environment, who reads Al Gore. Then you have another part of the population who doesn't give a tinker's cuss for that and says, I want to drive an SUV, I have enough disposable income, I want to show off, I don't care about global warming, and that's what they do.
What about people in the middle? People who aren't rabid but are concerned?
Okay, well, they're the engine, if you'll pardon the pun, that drives their purchasing decision. Look, there's a gee whiz. That's the little electric car just gone past. I mean, you can see it's kind of Disney quality.
It's like a golf cart.
It is. It's a golf cart. And it costs $18,000 and is made out of glass fiber.
They're a little scary.
Yeah, a little bit scary. So, look, the people who are in the middle band, they're driven by a different engine, and that engine is economy. They don't want to spend a lot of money on gas. They probably don't care about the environment that much, but they will, because of the high price of gasoline, drive a diesel, and it will be a small diesel. So in that respect, the tax burden on fuel in the UK has worked. Okay, we're just turning into a gas station. And I'm looking at the display here, 99.9 pence per litre. So we're not quite at our £5 gallon, but we're very, very close.
And a £5 gallon, that's $10
$10 to put a single gallon of gas in your car, not fill it up. And it's busy. People are queuing to get up here.
One of those drivers leans out of what he says is a company car and says he bicycles to work on principle. At a different pump is an athletic-looking guy, Nick Wright. He says his wife drives a small car, but he's devoted to his SUV.
The reason why I drive an SUV is because in this country at the moment, the roads are rubbish, yeah? I used to have an Audi, plus because of my business, I need to put large things in the boot. And especially the biggest reason is because this government hates SUVs, and that's why I bought it.
The government hates it.
Because everybody hates it. The government hates it and the Mayor of London hates it.
So there.
We all work hard, we all pay taxes, we all earn money to buy a car that we want to drive. If you can afford a Ferrari, buy a Ferrari and drive it anywhere you like.
Because
we can.
They can now. But our guide, Quentin Wilson, imagines Britain becoming a more regulated world as concern grows about greenhouse gases.
And the big change, where we probably will not be able to drive cars, big cars, isn't very far away. That there will at some time be legislation or taxation that prevents us from doing this. You're going to see that there will be a huge financial penalty to drive these cars.
And how much are we contributing to the carbon footprint by driving around today?
Right now?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, less than most, it is. I mean, I think, what am I, 114 grams per kilometre. You know, the guy in front here, he's 250. The Bentley that's just gone past, he's 300. So look, come on, we're not going to burn in hell, all right?
All right, but after we thank Motoring Authority Quentin Wilson, just to be on the safe side, we head for the nearest subway.
The next station is Covent Garden. Please mind the gap between the train and the platform. This is a Piccadilly line service to Cockfostern.